Let's go over to Sharon. Hi, Sharon. What's on your mind?
Here a week or so ago, you were speaking about if you have blood clots.
Yep.
I have some blood clots in my feet. You know, you can just see where they're kind of sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some areas where they're just kind of knotted up in my feet. And
yep.
You had something that you recommended for dissolving blood clots?
You betcha, ma'am. And the nice thing is that it's wonderfully safe. This stuff was thoroughly researched over in Japan, and it's on all the health food store shelves. It's in the Tahoma Clinic dispensary. It's at your compounding pharmacy. But remember, they're not allowed to tell you what to do with it. Otherwise, they'd have all their stuff seized. So they can sell it to you, but they can't tell you what to do with it. You have to talk to a doctor about that. Very fortunately, somebody gave me a doctoral degree, so I can talk about it. It's called NATTO, Natto, KINASE. Now, it's an enzyme that comes... KINASE. Natto kinase. I got a letter at the older newsletter that I did in the past from a woman who said, I just had to tell you, I had this clot that went clear from my foot to my groin. I forget which side. It was the right or the left side, obviously. But I had this clot that went clear from my foot to my groin, and I read about that natto kinase stuff, and I've taken it every day, and it took me 5 months, but the clot is now gone, and the doctors can't believe it. They said I was stuck with it. No kidding. Now, the nice thing about natto kinase, the nice thing about natto kinase is it only goes after clots. It doesn't go after anything else.
Okay. Now, is there anything that you recommend to strengthen blood vessels?
You bet. And that's that Wise Woman product. And no, I don't work for them. They don't pay me nothing. I just think they got a very good product. It's called Hawthorn. And it's a Hawthorn extract. Most people call it Hawthorn goo because it's a gel. That really strengthens blood vessels.
Hawthorn spew, you said?
No, most people call it Hawthorn goo because it's a jelly. It's not on the label as Hawthorn goo. It says on the label Hawthorn. And then it says solid extract. So anyway, that comes from the Hawthorn berry. And about 3 centuries ago, a doc over in the UK found that really helped to strengthen blood vessels, and it's still doing it, which is why I keep talking about respecting our elders in medicine, because frequently they found really neat things that help people. So anyway, the Hawthorn is very safe. Nobody's ever OD'd or hurt themselves. It does take a while to start strengthening the blood vessels, at least 2 or 3 weeks, but easy bruising people, they get over it with this stuff. But there's one other thing to have in mind, though. If we happen to be older people, men or women.
I'm in my 70s.
Yeah, sorry about that. Well, that's what happens to us all. Then we got to look at our testosterone levels, because blood vessels are not only dependent on Hawthorn for all of the things that help make the blood vessels stronger, but they got to have some testosterone. And for ladies, the testosterone is sometimes about zip in their 70s. And for guys, they're usually down kind of far. So sometimes, in order to keep those blood vessels strong, we don't not only need the Hawthorn, we need to be working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable about natural medicine and bioidentical hormones. And we can get totally identical to natural testosterone, even ladies can, in a lady quantity. I'm not talking about the big quantities that men's bodies depend on. I'm talking about a lady's quantity of testosterone. So if you haven't had that checked, ma'am, you really should.
Okay. And is there a particular brand of Hawthorn that's good?
That's that Wise Woman stuff, ma'am. That's the name
Wise
of it,
Woman.
Wise Woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Thank you so much, doctor.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am, and thank you very much for calling.